Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about first hollow stem in our wheat and go over what to do with our warm season grasses here in March and April, and remind everyone of our upcoming extension programming, like our next Master Gardeners and Friends educational program, March 26th. But first, did you know that March is known as the bridge from winter to spring? It carries a strong symbolism of new growth and transformation. It's the time when animals awake from hibernation, birds migrate to new locations, and baby calves run across the prairie. March is when people around the world partake in spring celebrations, plant their potatoes, and watch the exciting March madness. There are also spring cleanings to be performed. Some use this spring ritual to give a new fresh look so their homes and offices feel new. With that, for our lawn calendar for warm season grasses for March and April, while cool season grasses are the most common in Kansas, many homeowners in our area have warm season turf grasses. These are lawns that are more tolerable to the high temperatures and drought conditions. Zoysia grass, Bermuda, and buffalo grass are the most common warm season grasses in Kansas. Of these, buffalo grass is thought to require less maintenance because it can survive with less water and fertilizer than the other two varieties. Here in March for our Zoysia and Bermuda grass, spot treat broadleaf weeds if necessary. Treat on a day that is 50 degrees or warmer. Rain or irrigation within 24 hours of application will reduce its effectiveness. For buffalo grass, spot treat broadleaf weeds if necessary, but fall treatments are more effective. Spray early enough when the buffalo grass is still dormant. In April, for all grasses, apply crabgrass preventer when the eastern redbud trees are in full bloom, usually in the mid-April. Crabgrass preventer must be watered in before it will start to work. In my farming news, for those farmers that are grazing their wheat, cattle should be removed from the wheat pastures when the crop reaches first hollow stem. Grazing past this stage can severely affect the wheat yields. At the experiment station in Hutch, five varieties of wheat have already reached first hollow stem as of March 9th. Monitoring the wheat needs to be done each week before the wheat reaches first hollow stem. Another topic that I've been getting a lot of questions about in the office is poison hemlock. Poison hemlock is relatively easy to control. Mechanical control methods such as mowing and cultivation can be effective. However, mowing may need to be repeated several times to stop the plant from seed production. Chemical control methods are also effective. Spot spraying with 2,4-D or glyphosate both work well. Another question I've been getting here in the office is what to do with the weeds that are coming quickly in my lawn. Spot spraying for broadleaf weeds can be done without hurting the grass stands. It might take a second treatment about a week after the first to get ideal control. In my extension news, looking for a place to showcase your homegrown and homemade products this summer? The McPherson County Farmers Market is now inviting vendors for a 2026 season, starting June 6th and running every Saturday through the end of September. The market will be open from 7:30 till 11 at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds in the Blue Roundtop Building. If you raise it, bake it, grow it, or make it, we'd love to have you join us. The Farmers Market is proud to feature items that are all homegrown or homemade, giving our community access to fresh produce, baked goods, handcrafted items, and more, all straight from the local producers. Whether you're a gardener with extra sweet corn, or a baker known for your cinnamon rolls, or a craftsman with unique handmade goods, this is a great opportunity to connect directly with customers and support local. To reserve your booth space and learn more about becoming a vendor, contact the McPherson County Extension Office today. Join us this summer at the McPherson County Farmers Market, where local meets fresh every Saturday morning beginning June 6th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.